And we're going to try to kind of solve a issue with the sun that's kind of infringing on Deb in Tennessee. Deb, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Tell us about the patio and some of the things you're trying to figure out there.
Okay, well, we just added a top, a roof, and it slants down so that the water doesn't collect on top. But it would have been easier if it was straight. So, saying that, I wanted to put a roller shade at an angle, but I want it to hang straight. And the wood from the roof is like only 6 inches long. And then I've got two pieces. Well, actually, the patio is 24 by 24, so I have a pole in the middle of it, so it separates it like 12 feet on both sides, so I would need two rollers.
Okay, all right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, certainly does, and it was very beneficial you sending us the pictures on that. It looks like a fun place to hang out right there, I'll tell you, with the lights and picket fence and all of that. Very, very pleasant looking. Until that sun comes barreling through there and affects everything. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a couple different ways to go. Joe, what do you think on this? Certainly a type of screening could be modified in some way, but there's several different ways to go.
Yeah, Deb, there are basically two options that I can think of. First, thanks again for sending the photographs. That really helped a lot. I could see that, fortunately, your roof isn't too steeply pitched. It appears to be like maybe a 4 pitch, which is about 18 degrees or so. And so that makes it a lot easier. So that area that you're trying to block the sun isn't too large. But first of all, they do make angled top shades and blinds. You may be aware of that or maybe not, but you can order them. They're relatively expensive, and you would have to find one that's designed for, recommended for use outdoors. But they do make them. They could be vertical, they're roller. I don't know if they're roller shades, but there are like cellular shades, and they are angled at the top. And that's just the way they're designed specifically for a situation like you have. But a simpler thing and a less expensive thing, I think, would be to just put a level board across at the top of that wall and hang a standard shade from that. And then that space above, that triangular shape that's causing the problem, you could just fill in with almost anything, you know, plywood or fabric or almost anything to block the sun. That would be there permanently. Then the shade would come up and down. So I think those would probably be your two options, getting an angle top shade or just framing that area to accept a standard square or rectangular shade.
Oh, okay.
I could also see, you know, I always think of the type of shade like that. A lot of times you'll see kind of the bamboo type of shading that has the strings that pull up and down. You can actually mount one of those level so that it handles the shading from that point down. And then the little triangular shaped area that's left, you could actually fix a piece of that. So you might even use a portion of the lower part of a blind. If you have two areas there that you're doing, you might be able to buy those two, and you'll have, you know, enough possibly left over on the bottom that you can cut. And then you can just screw it or attach it some way so it's fixed at the top, and then the blind itself is nice and level. So a couple different ways to go there, but it's I know, Joe, you were talking about the triangular blinds, and yes, they are fairly expensive. Right. I've seen those and priced some of those. So there's a couple different options there for you. And Deb, I hope that helps you be able to enjoy your patio even more.
Oh, yeah, it does help. I appreciate that very much.
Good, good, good.
Well, just have your husband stand out there with an open umbrella and just move him around.
Sure, move him around.
As you need to.
Yeah, while he has the
a little to the left. You're not blocking all the sun.
The palm leaves waving them on you, too.
Leaves, exactly.
Hey, thanks so much for being on the show with us and everything, and best of luck to you on that project.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, our pleasure. That's